Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Healing and Messages from Beyond. This is DC Love, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by the amazing Sue Fields. Diamante, Sue? I don't think I'm saying your name right. I'm sorry.
Okay, Diamante.
Diamante, yes. Sue is an amazing co-host. We've known each other for quite some time. And we're here. There's some amazing energy going on. And I think you're going to be really, really happy with this show, and it's going to be so helpful. So we're going to help you to let go of fears you may have, maybe some emotions that are holding you back. And we're going to help each of you see that the impossible is possible. Are you having any problems with, you know, your health, relationship issues? Maybe there's some issues that are really deep-rooted. We're going to address those issues. And we're also going to bring some messages from beyond. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the airwaves over to my phenomenal, beautiful co-host, Sue. Sue, can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Thank you, DC. It's such an honor to be working with you tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. I am a psychic intuitive and empath. I've been able to communicate with spirits. I see them, hear them, feel them, talk to them. And I also communicate with animals, and I've been able to do that since I was very, very young. I thought it was normal for everybody and found out after a while that it wasn't, so I kind of kept everything to myself and hid it for the longest time, but now I'm out and just want to connect with everybody. I've been able to connect with angels, spirit guides, animal totems. Just it's been amazing, the journey that I've been on, and I owe a lot of it to you too, DC, for all the help you've given me.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to connecting with everybody tonight.
Yes. Well, I'm going to just say a little bit about me, and then we're going to hit those airwaves. This
Absolutely.
Is DC Love. Thank you. So this is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love at times, the real DC Love. Whatever is all right with me. I, too, connected with spirit at a very young age. I saw spirit all the time. I thought everyone did. But the present journey that I'm on now, it started with the intention that I put out to the universe without realizing it. I was watching the Long Island Medium with my beautiful niece, Kelly, and we watched a marathon. And we both laughed, and I said, oh, my gosh, Kelly, I would love to do something just like this. And lo and behold, I really did put that, you know, intention out to the universe. And before I knew it, cookies were flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me. Spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. I had no other choice. I had to listen. And this propelled me forward on the path that I'm on now. I, too, connect with angels like Sue. I'm a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, Reiki master and teacher, as well as being an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. I, too, communicate with animals. And I'm a former law enforcement officer, but some of my education was not received in a conventional manner. I've been to schools of higher learning, and this really helps me, you know, to see things from a heavenly vantage point. And sometimes I was to heaven, and it was just to visit loved ones, but other times, like I said, I was there to attend those schools of higher learning. And this is where my channeling began. It's where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary, and really discovered that there are higher levels of consciousness and healing that can be had on a soul's level. This was unexpected. It was sudden. It changed the course of my life forever. So amazing. And you know what? Since that time, I have never, ever looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but I've traded my 357 in because I did have a background in law enforcement, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Don't be surprised if Joan pops in here or there. So we've been together now for a number of years. So, but you know what? I really do have a divine connection with her. She's left a door open, and those on the other side, they've walked through it. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating variety of divine source. And I connect with so many different kinds of people from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone, from the magical DC Love, DC Love, the real DC Love, whatever you want to call me. It's all good. So that being said, so what do you think? Look at the phone lines. It looks like almost like Christmas lights.
It does.
Totally amazing. Are you ready to, you know, hit the airwaves here and connect with some people?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. 256, you're live with Sue in D.C. Are you ready for some healing and messages from beyond?
Yes. This is Kimberly.
Great. Can we have...
From Georgia.
Okay. Kimberly?
Yes, from Georgia.
Okay, Kimberly, thank you. Do you have a question for us?
No, I just like a message.
Awesome. That's awesome with me. Okay, so do you want to go first? Would you like me to go first? What do you want to do right now?
Either way,
doesn't matter.
You can go right ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, so... I'm getting, Kimberly, you've got to start imagining your amazing future. What I'm being shown is I see this, it's just like a blank canvas. And the angels are handing you this beautiful palette filled with colors. And they're saying, Kimberly, it's your time to create what you're desiring. And you've got to really believe that you can create the life that you are wanting, okay? So have you thought about that, Kimberly? Have you thought about, you know, what it is that you are wanting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm getting to is I'm getting there's going to be good news around you. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you're entering into a more positive cycle of your life. It's going to be happier. Your emotional state is going to be better. Everything that you've been desiring is coming in. Your life is on the upswing, and you're going to have the emotional security that you're looking for. How does that sound, Kimberly?
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So that being said, I'm getting something is coming your way, and it's going to bring you clarity. Okay? There may have been a situation that you keep focusing on, and... You might think, well, gosh, you know, like, why? You know, what is the reason for this? Okay? There may be a little bit of hurt, but it's going to be short-term hurt is what I'm getting. If there's someone that you have to forgive, hon, please forgive. You know, wish them well, forgive them, and just know that, like I said, good things are coming your way. Okay? It's going to be it's going to be really, really an amazing time for you. I'm also getting... Are you worried about people that, you know, I don't know if it's like, I'm seeing like relationships. Are you worrying about people loving you per se? Because I'm getting, you know.
No. No.
Okay, but it could also be, in fact, it could be with, you know, family. It could be with friends. But I'm getting the word, like, love around you. Okay? And I didn't really... I'm not, like I said, I don't know if it's a relationship or with some, like a, you know, an intimate relationship, or maybe it's like friends or family, and the holidays are upon us. So I'm getting just, you know, think about the people that love you. And I feel a little bit of anxiety around you, Kimberly. Is there something going on with a family member? Because I feel anxiety, I feel worry.
No, nothing's going on.
It could be
a
friend.
A family member. No, nothing.
Okay, how about a friend?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, because was there any disagreements, like, recently? Anything that needs to be cleared up?
No. I'm just in career mode looking for a job. It's been 7 months, so no, it's nothing going on with my family.
Okay, well, maybe I'm picking up like in and around, so it could be coming up. So just hold on to what I gave you. You may understand it, maybe not today, but tomorrow. Okay, so what I'm getting for you in regard to career mode, you don't have to work harder to make more money. Does that make sense to you?
I truly
I'm
understand
getting,
it,
you
but
could
I'm
do something
working
you love. Really? Okay, you were working on, go ahead.
No, I was going to
say, what were you saying?
I'm working on securing employment. So,
okay, and the angels are saying, just think about while you're, like, working on securing your employment, that you don't have to work harder, okay?
Okay.
When you think about doing something that you love, you're going to see the money starts rolling in, okay? Have you thought about possibly doing something maybe, like, with someone else, like two of you being in a business together? Because I'm getting possibly, like, a business relationship that could lead to more prosperity for you financially?
No, I haven't thought about it.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, think about that as well. There could be something that you could do with a partner, and you could make, you know, you can make some money, okay?
Okay.
And really, like, assess what's going on, you know, with your finances. And Spirit always tells us, you know, give something away, and then you see prosperity comes your way. So are there things in your closet that you're not using? If there are, please donate them, okay? You could go and maybe have a cup of coffee, pay it forward for the person that's ahead of you, pay for their, you know, their coffee. And this starts the ball, like, moving, you know, towards you, where prosperity comes your way as well, okay?
Okay.
You're going to see, excuse me, how things really do change, okay? I'm getting, you know, as you work, I see you as a very valued employee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, like, you could, you know, I feel that, like, what you're doing now or what you've done, like, you know, just recently, you're not getting what you fully deserve, okay? So when you're going, if you're going to go for an interview, please play up your own strengths. You know, tell the employer, you know, everything wonderful about you. I'm getting, you've got this really amazing sense of self-confidence. You have a very magnetic personality. And this is going to help you to really attract what you're looking for. So please do not give up in your search. But again, like I said, maybe on the side, think about starting a business with someone else, because I do get the words entrepreneurial, you know, ventures around you.
Okay?
But there is something new that's coming to you. It is coming. And focus on what you, you know, what it is that you love. Your energy is opening up. It's flowing into every area of your life. Right now, as you and I are connecting, honey, you have a lot of unsettled energy. There's a lot of, like, nervous energy with you, okay? So to change the energy up a little bit, instead of, like, having a little bit of, like, nervous energy, try to feel excitement, because excitement and being nervous, they're very similar. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting, like I said, something is coming your way, Kimberly. You've just got to, you know, relax, think about what you want, focus on the long-term goals. And you're going to see it's going to be fantastic. And keep affirming, I always expect the best in my life. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Sue, and I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi,
Sue.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Sue.
Hi.
What I'm picking up for you, hon, is you have to remember, even though you're struggling right now to find employment, all is well for you. Everything is going to turn out the way it is supposed to. It's all looking up. You are standing in your own way of securing a job. You have to go in with more of a leadership mentality when you have an interview. Be more confident and let your wonderful personality shine through, because you are a very loving, caring, thoughtful person. And you tend to hold back a little bit of that while you're interviewing. Does that make sense?
To be honest, not really.
No? Okay. Because I'm getting leadership for you. So is it maybe a leadership position that you're applying?
It's a leadership position, but I haven't. There's one that's on my radar right now, and I haven't went for the interview. When I do interview, I usually show my personality and confidence.
Okay.
So
make sure that you do, because you are an awesome fit. And the more you let your light shine through, the more these positions are going to be attracted to you.
Okay.
So just keep being positive and go in with the mindset that you already have the job.
Okay.
Is there something going on with your diet? Have you recently made a change or thinking about a change?
I have to make a change because sometimes I have digestive issues, and I have to zero in on what I can eat and what I can't.
Okay. I was picking up diet and change of diet real strong. Do you keep a journal of what you eat every day and how you feel after you eat it?
No, I don't.
You might want to start doing that.
Okay.
Because then it's going to single out, it's going to target the things that are bothering your stomach and your intestinal tract.
Okay.
And then you either avoid or minimize those things. Do you take any supplements?
Yes, I do.
Do you take papaya enzymes?
I do.
Okay. Because that papaya is really good for your digestion and the whole intestinal tract there. You might even want to increase a little bit more of what you're taking to help out with your issues.
Oh, okay.
But I think if you start keeping a journal, and everything that you eat or drink, anything, no matter if it's a piece of gum, if it's a piece of candy, anything that goes into your mouth, you write in that journal. And then write down how you feel after you've eaten it. And you're going to be able to pinpoint what it is that's affecting you.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helped.
It did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kimberly. Please, stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, hon. And good luck with your job search, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. So that was awesome. And we still have a whole bunch of callers here. My goodness.
Yes, we do.
I'm just going to run down the line really fast. Yeah. Area code 805, you're live with Sue in D.C. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, D.C. This is Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm well today. How are you guys? You guys sound great.
Great. Great, great. Do you have a question for us?
Well, okay, not really a question. I just want to know how I can be more confident with myself, because I know I've got those blocks. We've talked about this before.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting, you've got to go, Teresa, you've got to dig a little bit deeper. I sort of see my dog Ginger coming in. She's a shovel, and she's saying, wait, I'm not getting there yet. She's going deeper and deeper. There's something, like, deep within you that is actually holding you back. And, Teresa, you've got to figure out what it is. Yes, it's really deep, is what Ginger's showing me. It's really deep. And you've got to remember, though, that you are in control. And sometimes you know that you don't feel like it. But you know what, do is take like little steps. Make it like a choice. Take small steps, and then you're going to start to feel better about that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still getting, you're still going through the process of healing, and you should start, you know, really feeling that love that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Your self-esteem should really, it should really start to be beaming, okay?
Okay.
And Mother Mary is with you, and she wants you to know, she's saying, my beloved Teresa, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy of such good things, such beautiful things. My beloved, you may not feel this way, but you are so loved. And she has her beautiful powder blue blanket. She's wrapping
mm-hmm.
it around you, and you're surrounded by love. You're surrounded by peace. She's saying, my beloved child, be gentle with yourself. Honor your body, honor your emotions, and
okay.
When you are able to see yourself through the eyes of love, great healing is going to take place, okay?
Okay.
And really get in touch with the divine feminine within. Work with that beautiful goddess within. Be gentle with yourself. And as you know, this for you is a time of rebirth, okay?
Yes.
So you may feel
yes.
like a little off, okay, but really, you know, like take time to nurture yourself. Really please be gentle. Because this is,
okay.
you know, it's an amazing time to be a little bit awkward, okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
And beautiful goddess coming, we have a beautiful goddess coming in just for you, and she's the goddess mm-hmm. of never broken. Everything happens, and it really frees you, and you're just choosing to be more, and you're just embracing more and more love, okay?
Okay.
You've got that beautiful
okay.
feminine power. You know, you've got mm-hmm. this amazing, beautiful power.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, my beloved Teresa, your power mm-hmm. is amazing. You radiate love. You radiate light and joy. And she's showing, mm-hmm. you know, she's showing you where there's a little bit of energy trapped, okay?
Yeah.
And she's helping
yeah.
you with that. And she's saying, you always have the power to choose, to see every, you know, everything that happens in your life
yeah.
is just maybe like another opportunity. It's an opportunity to just become more and more of who you are, the radiant soul
uh-huh.
that you truly are. Okay, you've got
mm-hmm.
so much beautiful energy within you, okay?
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, things may seem like they're falling apart right now, but they're not. They're actually starting to fall together, okay?
Okay.
So she's
yes.
saying, connect with me, and, you know, you are too becoming this powerful goddess, hon. Okay? You're amazing.
Okay.
And, you know, the heartbreak that you've experienced is going to help you, you know, to really expand and bring opportunities into your life. Okay?
Yeah.
Everything happens. It really helps you to be free and just
yeah.
choose to become just more and more love, Therese. And
okay.
once you do, you're going to see that, you know, anything that you've gone through or go through is going to just really be there, and it's just going to keep helping to, like, really propel you to go forward. Okay?
Wonderful. Yeah.
So don't be
okay.
afraid. I'm getting, don't be afraid. And I'm getting, I don't know if you're thinking about work at all.
I am.
But I'm
all
getting
the time.
This, like, a okay, well, there's something positive in regard to work. And it's on the horizon, and it's something that you're very passionate about, and I think I know what that is, okay?
Yeah.
And it's
okay.
you to realize the beautiful purpose that you have, okay? And you know, like, you're ahead of the game. You know where your purpose is. You know what your passion is, okay?
Yes.
Focus on that. Let joy come in. Be a little bit creative, and expect amazing things to happen. This is your time. And, of course, this involves self-improvement. And
yes.
with your beautiful passion and what you love so much, I'm getting abundance. Abundance is coming your way, hon. Okay?
Wonderful.
So your beautiful
yeah.
oils that you know, you're excited about,
yeah.
I'm getting,
yes.
you know, they really are going to create the future that you were telling me about.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you use any lemon oil, but I'm getting the lemon, like the lemon essential oil. It's a really amazing essential oil to detox.
Do you know?
Because it does have vitamins. It does.
I
use
it every day. You see, I use it every day.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is one you're supposed to be using. It's going to help you to connect with your power. Take it a new. Yes, and it's going to help you to stay alert. It helps with your mood. You won't get sick. So you're really on the right path, Teresa. So you're doing a great job.
Okay. Well,
okay. You're doing
an
amazing job, but
I feel like it. But I can't figure out. Could this be something when I was a child? Could this be something from when I was a child? I mean,
you've
got
to think about that. I won't have the answer right now for you. The angels aren't giving that to me.
Okay.
But I am getting that you have a lot of creative gifts. You're very intuitive. And you're going to find, you know, like, sort of like unique answers to the, you know, the questions that you have. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is bringing in a crystal. It's lapis lazuli. And the lapis lazuli will help you to find the solutions that you're looking for. It's going to help you to stay organized. It's going to – go ahead. Do you have that one too?
I used to have, and this was something I learned. I got it from an older gentleman. He called it lapis lazuli. And I used to have
Well, whatever, but you know what? I would try to see if you could find a place around you that has some, like, really reasonably. And I'm getting put it under your pillow, hon, okay? And when you get, you know, feeling down again, please know that your angels are with you. Call upon your angels. Call upon all the angels. Call upon, I'm getting call upon Mother God. Call upon Father God. Call upon, all of the divine that is waiting just, to help you to really get rid of the worry that you're carrying, okay?
Okay.
Because worry can be draining and worry can be debilitating. And as you know, it can affect your, your physical health, your mental health, okay?
Of course.
And it distracts you from what you're wanting to do, okay? So that's why we have the guardian angels, and they really help us to, to get out of our mind and really to see things from a different perspective. Okay?
Yes.
So you're asked to notice the present and just like right now, like see how your body is feeling, if your body is a little bit tired or, notice your breath, notice your heartbeat and just hold the intention and ask your body to just relax. And when you relax, notice your thoughts, your feelings, and just try to focus on the present. And don't let your mind shift too far ahead into the future, and that's where the worries begin, okay? So God and the angels are with you, and they're saying, please, Teresa, never worry. Because, worry never helps, but prayer opens up these beautiful doors and it helps everything, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting, believe it or not, like a lemon citrine, I think that's a quartz crystal as well, that would help as well. To bring you the energy and the happiness that you're looking for. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lemon citrine.
Beautiful.
Hey, and well, don't leave us yet because we have Amazing Sue is there, and you've got to connect with Sue, and we're going to continue on with the reading.
Okay.
God bless you, Therese.
Thank you, honey. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm well tonight, really.
Good.
I'm well, yeah.
I have to agree so much with what DC was telling you.
Wonderful.
I was writing notes as she was talking, and the very first thing that I wrote down, don't hold on to past hurts. And next to it, I wrote childhood.
Okay.
Well, I do feel that something is the deep-rooted is something from your childhood that you need to work on.
Okay.
And you are...
Could it be? Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Could it be with my dad?
I got father, but then I got uncle. So it's an authoritative male figure, most definitely what's coming through to me. So that it is possible that it was your dad.
Okay.
And you are such a loving, caring, emotional person, and you allow too much negativity to be reflected onto you.
I will agree with you.
Start encasing yourself. Circle yourself with mirrors facing outward.
Okay.
So that negativity hits the mirrors and it bounces back to the person that's trying to put their garbage on you.
Okay.
Don't hold on to other people's junk.
Okay.
And with the essential oils.
Yeah.
Before you even started talking down, I wrote down frankincense.
Ah. Okay.
Frankincense is such a powerful oil. It does so many
mm-hmm.
different things. That's my
okay.
go-to for almost everything, but I think you need to incorporate mm-hmm. some frankincense into your daily routine.
All right. I've got some, but I will do more of it.
And I also wrote down jasmine.
Jasmine. All right, that's a luscious one.
Yeah, it is. So
Ooh.
Even if flower, and
mm-hmm.
I've seen a great bird circling overhead.
Okay.
I had to ask for more clarity on what it was, because everything that I was trying to pick up, it wasn't coming through, but it
okay.
came through as a hawk.
Ooh.
And the meaning,
All right.
the meaning for hawk is you're caught up in too many details.
Okay.
Step back.
I'm
so
laughing nervously because I believe you, yes.
Step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. Stay alert
okay.
and focused on the task before you, eliminating
okay.
as many distractions as possible.
Okay.
Spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive.
Okay.
Pay close attention to your surroundings as you're about to receive an important message, and be aware of any personal or psychic attacks, and be prepared to defend yourself.
Okay.
Stop trying to change others or the situation, and work instead on accepting things as they are.
Okay. Got it.
You are just such a warm beacon of light.
Oh, just listening to you say it, I feel it.
I'm glad. You make me think of the, oh, now I can't think of it. The light towers on the beaches. The lighthouse. The beacon lighthouse.
You know,
lighthouse.
I have always loved lighthouses. I even said once I would live in one if I could. I love lighthouses. I love the beach. And something about the crashing waves is very peaceful and calming to me.
And
some people say, oh, my God, my heart pound. But it makes my heart pound, too, but in a different way.
I
love the ocean.
You have the light inside of you of that beacon from the lighthouse, but you allow too many other people to dull your light.
Yeah.
And you
I know.
Need
I wish.
Put up
yeah.
boundaries.
Yes. Wow.
And concentrate more on every day. Get up and look in the mirror and give yourself a positive affirmation. No matter how little it is.
Okay.
You look in
mm-hmm.
the mirror and you say, Teresa, you have beautiful eyes.
Oh.
Every day, self at least one.
Okay.
And work your way up. Maybe in a week, go up to two.
Okay.
But you have so much give, but you allow others to block it, and you need to stop.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excuse me. But that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helped.
Of course it helped. You guys are awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
God
thank you, Teresa.
And
please call
oh,
back and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, you
thank
know
you.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to try to, oh my goodness, there's so many callers yet here. Let's see.
Oh.
Area code 216, you're live. Hi, you're live with Sue in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
My name is Sharon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Sharon. How can we help you?
Well, I want to see if you, whatever you can pick up, D.C., you always pick up the right stuff.
I love that.
Okay, I'm getting you're going through, like, a major transformation. There's, like, some, it could be, like, almost like pains, like a growing pain sort of thing. Okay, and this is a time to really embrace the change that's around you. Please don't worry, Sharon. It could feel a little bit crazy right now, and it's going to be all right, okay? So don't resist, okay? I'm sort of seeing that you were, like, you're almost like this caterpillar that just, you know, you're turning into this amazing butterfly, okay? And the big word I'm getting around you is transformation.
I know, I just changed
I'm
career.
Getting there. Okay, well, that's a major, you know, part of your life. Embrace and discover, you know, everything that's new around you. You're a different person, I'm getting. This is like a new you, okay? This time, to really be happy. Maybe slow down a little bit, you know, and let the new Sharon, you know, come out like and just love it. But this is like a time of karma as well. Okay, there's a lot of karma around you and not necessarily yours. It could be around friends. It could be around family. And this too can affect you. So just, try to step back and be proud that you were brave enough to come here and, you know, to enter, you know, this earth with us at this time. Okay? I'm getting... Are you noticing the mind-body connection?
Yes.
Are you eating properly? Are you getting enough rest? Are you exercising?
All three of them, yeah. And I've lost, I'm a size 6, but I did lose 6 pounds. It's because I'm working and it's a whole new, I have to drive downtown, walk to work. I've started eating a little bit more. But I love my job.
Okay, is there any issues at all Are there any physical issues that you're having?
No, just my legs because I've been doing the elliptical. That's all. My muscles, I'm using different muscles. That's probably what you're picking up.
Okay, that's good. And I'm getting your finances are getting a lot better. Don't be surprised if you get some money that you didn't even know was coming your way. Okay? If you do, don't use it. You know, just put a little bit away, like they say, for a rainy day. The angels are saying, put a little bit to the side. But you work hard, and you're finally getting, you know, the rewards you deserve. Keep doing what you're doing, and your finances are growing is what I'm being shown here. Okay. What else are they showing me?
The job is going to be great. I'm going to excel at it, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, you've just got to stay positive and really envision what you want from this job, okay?
Okay.
Just, you know, see it and use your sense of visualization. Use the words that you want to create your life, you know, the life that you truly do deserve. And listen to your body because your body is, like, vibrating at this amazing speed and your frequency is amazing. Okay, so make sure everything is in sync, the way you vibrate, your thoughts, your words.
Okay.
And your energy is really phenomenal. Okay, and if you do get stuck in a little bit of a negative pattern, use an affirmation, and that'll help you, you know, to really get back on track. And I'm getting you might be a little bit too hard on yourself lately. So just watch that, okay? Give yourself
a hug
because
job. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you know,
give yourself
a hug because you deserve it, hon. Things are going to go well for you, okay?
Thank you.
And, you know, just watch not to have, like, a lot of expectations of yourself right now. Don't set the expectations so high that you really create your own, you know, like you're going to be creating sort of like, I'm getting like a crazy energy because you expect too much of yourself.
Okay.
So please just, you know, be a little bit easier on you. Does that make sense?
It does. Because there's just so much to learn at the job. That's probably why.
Well, you're doing a great job. There's no need to worry, but you just have to, like I said, take care of you. Watch your emotions.
Yep.
You know, watch the fear that you have because if you don't watch the mind, you're going to get yourself exhausted, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful. You're an amazing person. You've got to believe that, okay, Sharon?
Okay.
And stay grounded and stay focused and know that you deserve only the best. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Sue, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. This is Sue.
Hello.
Do you do any kind of writing?
Not really.
Have you thought about it?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I honestly
don't. I'm picking up writing for you.
Mm.
Does it have, I don't know, writing is coming through really strong. Like maybe you should be writing something.
Not that I know of, anyway. Not at this time, no.
Okay. And pay attention to any of the difficulties that you're seeing around you that you're trying to overcome. A lot of them could be self-made. Do you tend to make things, have a habit of making things bigger than what they are?
Sometimes I do, yeah, because I'm a worrywart.
Yeah, that's something that you really have to work on. You sound so much like my sister-in-law on the phone.
That's funny.
Oh. When you're moving ahead in your personal life, in your career, set your goals, and you've got the determination and the stamina to obtain anything that you choose to.
That is true. I know.
And you have to remember that you are a strong person and don't let the little obstacle stand in your way.
Okay.
You have so much strength to overcome all these obstacles that are getting in your way, some which you bring on yourself, which you have to work on that. And I know that you said that you walk to work, but do you get outside a lot for just pleasure?
You're right. I have to walk to the building, that's all, because you have to park downtown. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks, but, yeah, I'm just getting used to that. That's no big deal. No, I it keeps me youthful. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, but I feel like you need to get out in nature more for just a personal connection.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, connect more with nature. It's going to bring you more peace and more comfort.
Okay.
And it'll put everything more into perspective.
Okay.
Remember to trust your instincts. And if something doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, it's not right.
Okay.
Stand by your beliefs.
Okay.
Don't doubt yourself. If you know you get that gut feeling or the little hairs on the back of your neck stand up, pay attention to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And really focus right now with all the changes going on the people that are so loyal to you, that are always there for you.
Okay.
And make sure to give them credit for everything they do for you. And let them know how much they're appreciated.
That's a good point, I know.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helped.
Oh, of course it helped. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, stay in touch with us, please.
Okay. Have a nice
evening. Thank you. You have a great evening. Thank you.
Good night.
Awesome. Okay, I'm just going to grab a couple callers. Let's see. Area code 918. Hi, you're live with Sue in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good tonight. We have a dire financial situation, but I got needlessly upset at my husband tonight because went spent money on the car, and I consider that something that could be put off for at least 4 days. And I said, why didn't you just spend it on food and housing?
Okay.
So anyway, I felt like I overreacted, and I think my angels helped me calm down, forget about it.
Yeah. I'm getting Archangel Michael actually was around you to really, you know, to let go of that, Karen, okay? And sort of just, you know, wait till you guys are in a better frame of mind, and then you can make a plan for when, you know, finances get a little tight and how you're going to handle it, okay?
Yeah. He has different ideas than I do about what to spend
you
things
guys,
on.
I think you're together. Yeah, just be a little cautious with your money is what I'm getting. And you have your angel Lenny coming in, and he's saying, Karen, you know, the more that you share, the more that you have. And just share some of your personality, share some of your love, and I'm sure that it will help to bring in more for you as well. And I'm getting an affirmation. I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And keep repeating that one, okay?
Okay, thank you. I love you, Lenny.
Just know that all is well, all is well. You have within you so many beautiful talents, so many beautiful abilities. The angels are here, and they're saying, Karen, when are you going to start thinking a little bit more seriously about, you know, the new business that you want to start?
Yeah, I think I need to get a partner if I'm actually going to do business.
Because, yeah, I'm getting, you know, you've got to do that, and you've got to believe in yourself. Okay, you have the capability, you've got the power, you can do this. You've got to trust yourself. And even if you have to start off just yourself, this is going to help you to get rid of that fear. This is going to help you to get rid of the self-doubt. You have a totem animal with you, the lion, and he's there protecting you. He's walking with you down your path, and you're walking down the path of freedom. Okay? So don't be afraid to start something by yourself as well. And I am getting that, you know, expect good things. Keep repeating, I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. You know, just put your arms out really widely and welcome all the magic that is all around you. All good things are coming your way. And, Karen, you know you deserve all these great things, everything that you've been wanting. And just trust in yourself, trust in the universe. And you've got to believe, okay?
Okay.
Trust in the magic that life has to offer, Karen, because it's coming your way. And with that being said, I want to turn you over so that you can connect with Sue, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and God bless you always.
Thank you. You as well, hon.
Hi, Karen. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sweetie. Communication is what I'm picking up really strongly. So like you were saying that you overreacted earlier, communication is such a learning and teaching experience. And if you can sit down and discuss the things before they get blown out of proportion, and instead of react, it will help things out so much better. And it's like, you know, you were saying, okay, why couldn't you have spent the money on food or this or that? And he was probably possibly looking at it, we need the vehicle to be able to attain all these other things that we need. So without the vehicle, you're kind of stranded. And, you know, you are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. You really need to
yeah.
pull on that inner strength that you have. You need to hold your head up high, no matter what you're faced with, and face it with dignity and grace, because you are loaded, just loaded with this courage and love and compassion, but you don't let it out. You hold it all inside of you. And
Sometimes I still do. I'm learning to send it out. I'm a healer. I'm an energy healer.
Yes.
And so it helps me to put love out into the world. And I have a lot of guardian angels who help me.
Do you do anything with your healing ability? Is that the business that you're supposed to be going into?
Yeah. I don't actually make money on it. I've suggested the idea of charging $10 for healing, but my friends are all broke just like I am. So nobody would, I would get a lot fewer customers if I do. So
what,
right now, I'm just
where you live, but do you have like health food stores, vitamin stores, massage therapy, anything like that around where you're at?
Oh, I usually do everything online. There is one vitamin supplement store. We live in a very small town. I suppose I could, I'm trying to redo my business cards, so I could drop them off there or something like that.
You go
and
in,
see if I get anybody.
You go in and talk to the owner, and you have confidence
okay.
when you walk in. You explain to the owner what you do, who you are, and ask if you could possibly work something out with them to rent a space in there. If you go in and you charge $25 for a session, you keep $15, give them $10. And check in the surrounding areas, any massage places, any type of metaphysical shops at all. Start checking into them about possibly leasing space. Then you have a bigger outlet. You have foot traffic coming in. You have advertisement from the location you're in. Then you can also go online and say, I'm now working in this place. And you work it out with them on a commission basis. That's what I did for some of my energy healing work and some of my readings. The lady where I go to get my massages, I worked out a deal with her, and I would use her salon. And I gave her a portion of what I made. So you don't pay X amount of dollars up front. You pay when you use the space.
Okay. I was, for the present, I'm trying to keep it a little bit low-key because I'm in the process of converting to Judaism from nothing, from no religion. And I don't want to make any kind of impression that I'm more interested in something else instead. I understand that idea that that would be great if I could make a business out of that. But for right now, I'm going to try and I'd prefer to keep it rather low key and stay online. And, if anybody comes to me, I'm going to talk to them about charging. I think that's quite a good idea. But
yeah.
I get a lot of friends who I know they're in worse shape than I am. Sometimes.
Right.
So, well, yeah.
That's the focus
on what happens.
You know, determination, communication, get yourself out there. And once you take that leap forward, everything will begin to fall into place for you. But that's what I have for you, Karen. I hope it helped, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, God bless you.
And bless you too, sweetie.
Call us back and let us know how you're doing, and thank you, hon. Take care now.
Okay. You too, both of you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We still have some callers. I think we're just going to give the remaining callers maybe just like a little bit, you know,
okay,
so that everybody gets a little something. Okay. Okay, let's see. Area code 856, you're live with Sue in D.C. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yeah,
hi.
I just started a new job. Contract, supposed to go for 11 months. And I wonder what you might pick up about how well I'm going to do with this contract. What do you see for me?
Okay, I see this beautiful light around you, and if you can remain hopeful and inspired, I think it will go well, okay? It's sort of like, you know, you have a lucky star from above shining down on you, and Laura, you can accomplish anything that you really put your heart to at this time. Just try to, you know, remain in peace. Don't put any fear like into anything. I'm getting everything is working out perfectly for you. Everything is okay. And you have an amazing higher self that knows, you know, the answers to all these questions. You've got to listen to that beautiful, loving voice. And you're going to, you know, you're going to have the guidance that you need. Okay, so I'm getting just like try to be at peace. But I have to ask you, I have a woman in spirit now that is around you. I'm getting sort of like either a sister or maybe like a girlfriend that you may consider a sister. Is there a woman in spirit that you know? Because I'm getting she comes in your dreams.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she was much older than me. She passed away from lung cancer.
Okay, well, she's coming. Okay, she's coming to you, you know, by your dreaming. She's telling me. She visits you in your dreams. And she's saying, you know, sometimes they're so vivid, and other times you get a little bit frightened, okay? So you guys actually, you know, your souls travel at this time, and you are together. And she's just saying how much she loved you. And, you know, she wishes she was still here with you. She wants you to be happy. And she wants you to know that she's walking next to you as you're going through, you know, all these different stages of your life. Hun, she is with you, okay? And she's saying that, you know, go ahead, honey. Go ahead, Laura.
I don't recall the dreams with her, but I have to
okay,
say
well, she
I'm not
the dreams.
I'm not feeling
go ahead.
I'm not feeling real calm. In about the contract for some reason. I'm not
okay.
Feeling real confident.
Okay. I'm getting you're going to receive money, and I'm getting there's going to be opportunities coming your way. If this isn't what you want, the universe is saying, Laura, you could, you know, over and over again, you could, you know, try something else. And I'm also getting the word part-time employment. I see a contract before you. I am getting the words, you know, like success, money. So I do see that you are going to have success. I'm getting this like a lot of good luck around you. Your finances are improving. I'm getting you are creative. What do you do creatively?
So I develop training and everything, and I am creative. I don't know about the contract.
You've got so, yeah, but there's so many opportunities around you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, there's going to be like an opportunity that's going to bring in lots of money. And, you know, this was a time to change jobs for you. Like I said, if you don't like it, there's going to be more out there. I'm actually getting there's going to be business opportunities. You've got to affirm that you deserve the very best. And I also see you taking a trip. I don't know if it's a social trip or if it's a business trip, but I see you taking a trip. This is a time of new beginnings. This is a time of, like, amazing energy around you. Obstacles are just moving to the side. You're growing, and your finances are growing as well. So if you're a little dismayed and, you know, like, you're not feeling, you know, just right, just know that, like, what's going on, too, is also a little bit of a distraction to really help you to reflect on what you truly want, okay? And, Laura,
yeah,
it's the time to let go of the limiting. You've got a lot of limiting beliefs, and you've got to let go of them. And you have to affirm, I see the solutions to all my problems, and you will. There's going to be money opportunities around you. You're going to have financial stability, and you're going to have a little bit more time just for you, okay? Your obligations are going to be less, so you have time for maybe for family, for friends. And, you know, what you're putting out there is going to come back to you more and more and more. It's going to be totally phenomenal, but it starts with you believing in you, okay? You're very optimistic.
Yeah.
You're resourceful. You've got a lot of beautiful energy. Laura, you're so intelligent, okay? All of these qualities are going to bring you, you know, what you're desiring, okay? So please, you know, don't get, you know, yourself too upset. Think, you know, try it out. If you don't want it, there's going to be many more opportunities. My dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Mom, she's like a money magnet. Why is she so worried? I'm saying, Ginger, I don't know.
Not a money magnet. Trust me.
Honey, you are.
You
attract, you know, what you want very easily. You just got to believe in yourself. You're very intelligent, you're dynamic, you're independent, you know, and you've got all these good qualities. And I'm also getting, like, you know, I don't know if you would consider maybe marketing or sales or maybe a business of your own. These would be avenues that should be explored. But you have all these beautiful leadership qualities and you're so driven. And it's really going to help you to have the success that you want and, you know, the financial stability. That's what I'm getting. Oh, I don't know if that's making
good.
Sense to you, but it will. Okay?
Well,
and I'm getting your family on the other side are very proud of you. And she doesn't realize how far she's going to go. Okay? And this friend in spirit is laughing. And she's saying, you know what? I'm going to be with you. I'm going to walk with you. And we're going to walk, you know, into this period of happiness. And she's saying, just live each day and be grateful and just, you know, have some time for you and have some fun. It's going to be magnificent. It really is. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Sue, Laura, and I thank you for calling us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Sue.
I am picking up what you put into this contract position is what you're going to get out of it. If you go into it giving it 150%, you are going to have doors open to you either through this company or through contacts you make through this contract position. But I agree with DC. You have money coming in, but you have to eliminate the self-doubt.
Where's the money coming from, though? Is it coming from this job?
It's going to either be this job or contacts you make through this job.
Hmm.
But it's only going to happen when you go in, do your absolute best, give 150%. And it's going to come back at you tenfold and be exactly what it is that you're looking for, even more than what you could even imagine. When you go in, with the most positive, perfect attitude and do everything that you can do and then some, and it's going to lead to so much more.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's what I have for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless both of you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks.
Bye.
So that was amazing, hon. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay, I am just looking here. I'm trying to figure out if we had people that were on like a really long time.
212 has been on since the beginning.
Okay. Come on, open up here. Area code 212, you're live with Sue in D.C. Can we help you? Can we have your name, please? Area code 212. Okay, we're not getting anything with that, Sue.
Hmm.
I don't know what happened with that one. Okay. Really fast, we're just going to try to take another maybe a caller or two.
Okay.
Okay, is that all right with you, hon?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what one would you like to pick up? You know what? You pick a button there, Sue.
Okay.
My eyes are like, oh, my goodness, all these buttons.
We'll go with area code 203. You're on the
screen.
Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Pat. I feel lucky because I actually was disconnected from you two or three times. So I'm glad you, all of a sudden I heard, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio, and I was disconnected.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
well, your angels, they brought you back.
Yeah.
We're thankful you're here.
Yes.
Do you have a question, maybe? Is there something that you were wondering about?
Well, I've been in a real struggle with, I've had a wonderfully incredible relationship raising my son. He's 38, and Thanksgiving we had a real severe break. And we talked Saturday, and I thought that was going to get us back on track, and it was horrible again. I just composed a letter of apology to him. He's been abusive to me for years, and it's been his anger. And I've been deflecting it and trying to understand it and forgive him and so on. And I finally lost it on Thanksgiving, and I said, I can't do it anymore. But today I realized he's coming from a wounded place, so I'm going to send him a letter of apology, and I'm going to read it to him over the phone, and I'm hoping that's going to help. So far, nothing's helped, and it's been devastating to me. Really, really. And he's got a 7-month-old grandchild, so that's making it more complicated for me.
Okay, well, Pat, I'm getting the word obstacles around you. Please, you know, stay positive, okay? And I'm getting, you know, keep sending him love whenever you think about him. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the solution that you would like to see, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, if we focus on the solution instead of the problem, then we have an opportunity to resolve these misunderstandings. I'm getting, you know, the communication, it sort of wasn't the best, maybe with, you know, with his side. And don't, you know, like, don't complain about the situation, because when we complain, we just bring in more negative energy. Okay?
Yeah.
And one of the little prayers that I specifically like to use is the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. Say it every day. But I'm getting, you know, things are going to turn out, you know, for the best. And you've just got to watch, you know, you've got to watch what you say. And just, you've got to watch like you don't think negatively as well. Okay, because I'm getting on his end, there's like misunderstanding, there's a little bit of, you know, confusion is what I'm being shown, okay? So just, you know, try to think about, you know, you guys being together and having good times, and let the angels come in, you know, let the angels come in. And the angels are saying, you know, you can't change the past, but the past can't change the future. We're going to leave the past and, you know, we're going to leave all those negative feelings and we're going to move forward into a beautiful future, okay? And just love yourself and just watch your feelings and your emotions, and you're going to see that, you know, you do have the power to change the situation, okay? But I am getting, you know, like family disputes, and I'm getting, you know, resolutions, okay? And
yeah,
just watch that you're not out of balance with the situation, okay? And even though this is going on in your life, you still have to really take care of yourself, and you've got to enjoy life too, okay, Pat?
Yeah.
We're going to leave that all in the past and go, like, forward into a beautiful future. And I'm getting the words divine intervention as well. Your prayers are being answered, okay?
Okay.
Let yourself be in a place of peace, okay? And, you know, really take care of you right now, okay? And the best thing we could do is not worry, okay? Allow the divine to come in. Help you to not worry any longer and find that solution. You know, give them your burdens. Give them the pain that you're feeling. Release all of that. It doesn't serve you, hon, okay?
Yeah.
But the only thing that I'm getting, hon, is writing a letter is a phenomenal thing to do, but I'm getting don't send it to the person. Just write out everything that you want to say. And you could place it. You know, you could place it somewhere because you are releasing what you have to say. And I'm getting, you know, the angels are saying you just need to release everything. And this is going to help to lift your burden, okay, and to really disconnect from the pain, and it's going to set you free. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
We've got to
understand where they're coming from. It's hard, you know, but as long as you say everything you want in that letter, that's the same thing as if you were to, you know, try to read it to this person. But I'm getting, from my perspective, the angels are saying, please don't send the letter. Don't read it to them. Just write it out, you know, as if you were speaking with them, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Sue Pat, and we send all our love, and we're here for you. We hope to help you again very soon.
Thank you.
Sue?
Thanks so much.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I'm sorry that you're going through such a difficult time. I'm going to come at this at a little bit of a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he's been abusive through your whole relationship.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're writing him an apology letter?
I know, that sounds crazy, but you know what? I was thinking today, I've been focusing only on the pain he's caused me. And actually, his wife's mother has been helping me. She's very religious. And she texted me today and asked me how I was doing. And I told her about the anguish I was in. And she said, you know, I know I've been through devastation too. You just got to keep hoping and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, she said, when I said something else, she said, that's a real deep wound that he has. And I thought, you know, I'm focusing on the anger, I'm focusing on the abuse, but he's coming from a big wound. And I don't think the wound has anything to do with me either. I think it's his father. But I'm not going to try and figure out that.
How long have you been together?
My son?
The man that's abusive, the relationship.
Oh, this is my son, and just our relationship. It's gotten to the point where whatever I say, whatever I do, whatever I give, whatever I am, he comes back with a comment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A mean thing. And it's almost like a marriage where I've gotten to the point where my self-esteem is so low. And on Thanksgiving, I just said, it broke inside of me. I can't go back. I can never let him do that to me again.
Oh.
So that's how I left it. But he got defensive and mean.
Well, I completely agree with DC. You wrote the apology letter. If you have anything else that you want to say to get off your chest, write that down also, but do not deliver it.
Why do you both say that?
Because
it's an energy release, hon. You've got to release the energy.
Right.
So by you writing the letter, you release the energy. But the angels, you know, are cautioning, do not, you know, it's just, he's not going to understand the letter the way we would understand the letter. And it's just going to make things, no, it's going to make things even worse, hon. But from your perspective, this is a release of energy. This is a relief, you know, from all the burden that you've been carrying. And this is going to help you. When you write the letter, it's going to actually help you to disconnect from the pain. You are happy once you write this letter, but please, again, do not, you know, do not try to read it to him. Don't try to send it to him. And the best outcome is just write the letter and know that, you know, on your end, there's no blockages from you guys, hopefully, you know, having something, you know, in the future, reconnecting. And I'm getting that's a possibility, but you've got to let go of the worry, huh?
Yeah.
Because God is with you. The angels are with you. They're here with this intervention, okay?
Yeah, it's a healing for you.
Yes.
It's what?
It's a healing for you, writing all of this down and getting it all out so that energy is not eating away at you inside.
Yeah.
And he has to come to terms with himself at his own time, at his own pace. All you can do is get rid of that negative energy from within you and just send him all the love and the best wishes. Be a supporter, but don't accept the garbage.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep, if you keep allowing that negativity to set up house inside of you, it's going to cause you physical illness.
Oh, I know. I know. I feel I'm there. And we had he sent me a picture of his granddaughter, and I said, how beautiful. And then he called and said, do you want to talk? I said, yes. I was thrilled. So we talked Saturday, and I was afraid he'd do this. He didn't, you know, he called me up and he said, if I or anyone hurt you, I want to apologize if I or anyone hurt you, blah, blah, blah. So when we finally talked, it was just, how are you? How are you? How are you? And I realized he's not going to apologize. So I kept saying, Perry, let's start from here. Forget, let's let go of the past and start from here and respect each other. And he wouldn't let it happen. He kept dredging up all the other criticisms that he's been telling me. And so it didn't go very well. And then he ended up saying, you don't have very much time left with me and Freya, meaning the granddaughter. And he hung up on me, saying, you're going to die soon, and you don't have much time, so you better. If you can help me try to understand this anger that's mean and cruel, and it's such a surprise because we had such a wonderful relationship. I had such a wonderful time raising him. I'm taken aback, and I feel like if I could understand doing and why, it would help me let go.
Because
I'm perplexed.
You are an easy target. He is comfortable enough that he can release all this pent-up negative energy and all this anger. He can shoot it at you instead of shooting it at the person that deserves it. And as long as you allow him to, he's going to continue to do it. When he comes at you with all his negative garbage, you look at him either right in the face or over the phone and say, I'm sorry that's how you feel, but I still love you. And leave it at that. Every time
okay.
he throws an arrow at you, you deflect it. I'm sorry
I
that
know.
You feel, I still love you.
Yeah.
And don't take it to heart. You
oh, my
are,
God, I do.
I know you do. Because
I do because he's making me feel like I'm such a failure in my life, and he's hitting on real sore points. So I feel like it's unbelievable. I feel like he looks down on me and thinks I'm a failure.
He actually doesn't. It's just that you're the soft target.
Okay.
So you put up the hard wall where you don't allow those arrows into your space anymore.
Yeah.
You love him, but you don't accept the abuse.
Okay.
So you
one
write,
more question.
Write down
Go ahead.
Everything that you have to say, and then take it outside under the moonlight and burn it and release it to the universe. Let God and the angels deal with it. Release it. And then, like I said, just tell him, I'm sorry you feel that way. I still love you.
Okay.
Every
one
time
more.
He has something nasty to say, I'm sorry you feel that way. I still love you.
Okay.
He will either eventually come around or he'll eventually stop because he sees you have a boundary set up. But as long as you have no walls, no boundaries, he's going to keep invading your territory.
Yeah. I have one more question, and I know it's not my business and I can't do anything about it, but I think one reason why I've been trying to, what I thought was help him with his anger by taking it, was that if he doesn't have me to put it out on, I'm afraid for him. I'm afraid he blows up. He blows up. You know, he keeps it in and keeps it in and keeps it in and then blows up. And he's driven to my house a couple of times, like 100 miles an hour when he blew up at his girlfriend. And I worry about that. And I know I've got to let go of that too. And it's his lesson, but I am worried about his safety.
But you know what, hon, you're blocking, you know, like a solution because of the worry and everything. You can't. He's manipulating you. He's very manipulative when he wants to be. And you wear your heart on your sleeve. You've got to learn to control your emotions around him. You've got to think rationally. No one can make you feel bad unless you want them to, unless you let them. So do not let him do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's him and it's the way he feels about himself. And it's not even about you. But he's just, you know, he's just like throwing it your way. And don't let him, you know, make you feel like it's you. It's not you, hon.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, that's hard. I have to say it's a weak point for me because my whole family did this to me. They made me the scapegoat.
Let go of it, honey, because you know what? Just forgive them. And it doesn't mean what they did was right. It's you're saying to them, you know what? I can't carry this any longer. This, you know, this is, you know, a lot of, you know, emotional, you know, turmoil in my life. It's causing dis-ease, which can actually turn into disease. You've got to release all of this. Release the weight that you're holding from all of these family members. Forgive them. You know, and then you say, I forgive them, erase it, it's done. Let God and the angels work, you know, and let them, like, you know, lift you up, make you feel better, and then work on releasing the whole situation. But again, you can write letters to those people, you know, and you've got to, you know, you've got to realize, like, you know, some of these people are not as evolved as you are, and, you know, we're not in their shoes, and you just say, you know, I'm releasing this. And let it go. And like Sue said, burn it. Burn it in the moonlight. And then you're going to see that there's nothing that's going to be, you know, connecting you with all the pain. You're going to be free from all of this. It's way too much pain to be carrying.
And when
you
stop allowing them to use you as their sponge for their abuse, they're going to have to learn how to deal with it themselves. They're all adults. They're all mature. They all have freedom of choice. So when you say no more and you refuse to accept it, they're going to have to grow up and learn how to deal with it on their own.
Yeah, they're all civil to me now. And I, you know, try to, you know, have as much relationship as I can respectfully with them. The problem is the crippling on my part. You know, what's left, I can forgive my parents, but what's hard is that I'm crippled from it. My self-esteem, it's been a whole lifetime of severe self-esteem. It's really hard for me to change that.
Yes, it
really
absolutely
hard.
Is. It is. I put up with the same
thing. And
there's
help out there. So there's different, like, agencies and different things that people can really, you know, go to and get the help that you need. If you want to, you know, if you need outside help, get it, because you can't continue with this vicious cycle. You've got to break the chain and, you know, end it on your end.
I do have therapy.
Because you're not him. You're not helping him by trying to be the one that, like, is absorbing all this negativity.
Yes,
it's not
I know.
Good.
You're
okay.
Right. I appreciate
you're
what you're both saying.
You're not helping yourself
okay,
at
well,
all.
Thank you. And,
I know.
You know, we'll be here for you. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're down to the last 5 minutes. What do you want to do here? Because we're getting down. It's almost 7:30. I know you have an appointment coming up here.
I have an appointment at 8, so if
okay.
you want to squeeze in a couple more real quick, we can.
Okay, well, you can, you know what? You start to man the ship here, and I'm just
okay.
going to join you. I'm going to sit in the passenger seat for a little while. I'm enjoying this.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome, hon.
Area code 904, you're on the air with Sue and DC. Can we get your name, please?
Yeah, this is Patty.
Hi, Patty. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I, not too long ago I spoke with DC, and you had mentioned something about an opportunity coming that was like right around the corner. And so I wonder if you could elaborate on that at all or anything I can do to get ready for that.
Okay. Well, I'm getting there's obstacles in your way, and it's sort of like you're blocking, you know, what you're asking for. So Archangel Michael is coming in, and he, you know, he's asking, would you allow me to, you know, to help you, Patty, okay? He wants to cut the cords that are weighing you down and really to let go of what no longer serves you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm getting. Like, he wants to come in and help you, but I'm getting, you know, once you know, you're inviting him in, like, again, I'm getting there's going to be a release. I feel a lot of heaviness around you, hon, and it's sort of like weighing you down considerably, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Archangel Michael coming in, and he's helping with that, and I feel like there's going to be a major change coming, and Patty, you're going to have a lot of growth, and you're going to overcome all these obstacles that you've been, you know, running into. I'm
uh-huh.
getting the word release around you and allow the flow of energy to really come in, okay?
Okay.
Challenging times, you know, you've had challenging times is what I'm being shown, but they too are ending, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, there's going to be, you've got to stay grounded and you've got to focus and just affirm uh-huh. every day in every way, my life gets better and better, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to have the intention of, you know, wanting to go forward and whatever it is that you're wanting. What area were you, you know, thinking about?
Well, I'm really trying to find some more work and trying to find something in some creative way or it's just time
okay.
for a change.
And
I, you know.
What is it? You said the word creative. I heard bing, 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 bing. So what do you do creatively? Because you're channeling amazing energy, Patty, when you do what you do creatively.
Well, I want
and
to
I'm
start
getting,
writing
you know,
again.
Okay, because your creativity is going to bring in, you know, finances, and it's going to be really abundant for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So be true to yourself, be honest, follow your instincts, and I'm getting that creativity of yours is really going to be amazing. It's going to bring you what you're wanting.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to turn you over to you, hon.
Okay, thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
What significance do flowers have to you?
I'm sorry, what?
What significance do flowers have for you?
I don't know for sure. I always love flowers. I've made a bunch of wreaths in the past with flowers.
I keep getting a picture of like a florist's shop or a big field of flowers. Have you thought about looking into working for a florist or with a florist?
You know, I have thought of that from time to time because I do enjoy, designing and I love flowers and And, you know, I have thought of that. I actually look online for different jobs in the area. I haven't really seen anything along that line. I kind of check different areas, marketing, sales. Or, you know, maybe I should just take in florist and see.
I think so, because I keep seeing just, like, massive amounts of flowers all around you.
I did a lot of wreath making last year with flowers. They were artificial flowers, but I did a lot of those that actually I still have kind of in storage because it wasn't the right time to sell them. So just they were more of an autumn theme, so I just kind of put them on the back burner till next year. I enjoy doing that arranging.
Do you have pictures of the arrangements you've made?
I do have a few, yeah, on my phone, yeah.
I would hit the florist shops around you with the photos of what you have done, and I bet you're going to get a job at one of them real quick.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
But that's what I was
thinking. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, and I see a lot of money coming your way. You know, with the floral arrangements, you're very creative, and people are going to be amazed at what you can do, hon.
Great. Yeah, I should do that because I really enjoy it, and I love all the smells, and I just enjoy the design part of it as well. You know, it's fun putting them together.
Great. You know what the angels are saying, honey? Don't be afraid. Take a leap of faith and go forward, and you're going to surprise yourself. You really will. And please, you know, let us know how you're doing. And listen, like I said, listen, because when Sue said, like, about, you know, like the florists and the flowers, I just saw, like, money signs all around you.
I also thought of trying to make some and start selling them online, like on Etsy and stuff, you know, different places
right.
where you can sell craft items.
Absolutely.
So I've considered doing that. Yeah. Well, good.
All righty. Well, stay in touch. How that progresses, all right? Thank you.
All right.
And good luck.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too, honey. Thank
you.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You want to try for one more or?
If you have time, one more would be fine, hon.
Okay. We'll go with one more.
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air with us. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you so much, Karen. I've been enjoying the show. I appreciate you taking my call. There's so much I could ask about. Right now, I'm kind of concerned about my partner. I'm a caregiver, somewhat of a caregiver with him anyway, and he has so many health issues and not dealing with them very well. Tomorrow is a big meeting with, believe, a few urology doctors, and he's been having ongoing issues, and they just did a big test again a couple weeks ago, and it's supposed to give them answers and how to proceed. I'm wondering if you're getting anything about that meeting. Have they found any answers? Are you getting anything about that?
Okay. How is your partner's emotional health?
Terrible. He's really
okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, emotional health is going to be really what's key here. Okay, because we know there's like a really, you know, amazing connection between what we are thinking and, you know, how the body is feeling. And I am getting like there's like a significant emotional imbalance. Okay, if you could help to change, you know, the way your partner is thinking, I think things could get a lot better.
Yeah, I keep trying. I don't know how to inspire him, and he seems to be, you know, closed. I mean, I'm into healings and psychic readings and things like that, and I would love him to try, and he's just so closed to everything, and it's like he's just letting doctors
does,
and fill with fear.
Okay,
honey,
he does really trust you, you know, and maybe you could just, you know, try to explain to him about his emotional health, how it affects the body. And I'm sort of getting, like, what I'm seeing is, like, his head is, like, sort of in the clouds, okay? Like, he's not really listening, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm being shown. So what do you have, hon?
I'm picking up a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's afraid to open up and accept what you're trying to tell him. It's really the fear that's controlling everything.
Wow.
Yeah, as long as he's so afraid, he's not going to be open to any alternative anything. So, you know, just keep gently encouraging him, reminding him that God is there for him. He's surrounded by the angels and, you know, just a little reminder, but not a big push.
Yeah. Well, I try to encourage him.
But you have a lot of anxiety yourself because of the situation, hon.
Yes.
And I'm getting you've got to watch your anxiety around him as well because that doesn't help. So try to be like a little bit more at peace. And allow that beautiful feeling to really resonate with him, okay?
Yes. I've been working on it, but I know I get very affected by him, and I've been failing in that area of being, you know, uplifting all the time.
Okay. Yeah, you got to take time for you and step away so you don't get burnout. Yeah.
And so I'm getting he can be a little demanding, too, of her, you know?
Yeah, kind of nasty at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fear.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what it is, right? Because when he feels like that, he really doesn't think he's in control of himself. Like the fear takes over, and it's just like he's in a scary place. But if he sees that you're not always in fear, it's going to help him as well. So you've got to watch like your anxiety, and like Sue said, take a little time for you, and you'll come back and you'll feel better, and you're going to project that outward to him as well.
Well, I think I've been doing that. And I work on.
Okay, hon. Well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we're just getting, like I said, we're picking up on your fear and his fear, your anxiety.
And
I mean, it's not that we're saying that it's wrong. It's just that it just compounds his issues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you ever confront him?
You know,
a jerk.
I'm sorry?
Do you ever confront him when he's being nasty?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It doesn't always work out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's his energy. He's got a very...
I'm
always calling him out on stuff. He doesn't like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting trying to stay past.
Yeah.
You know, like, a relationship is give and take, and, you know, you've got to just, you know, try to stay at peace, and you're gonna project that outward to him, your beautiful energy, okay?
Yes. Okay.
We thank you for calling in, and please let us know how everything is going, and stay in touch.
Okay. I mean, are you getting anything about... What, but the doctors have any good news for him or any kind of solutions?
And I just got his mental attitude was, like, really challenging, you know?
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything.
No.
Distinctive, no.
And it's just like he's pushing, and it's just like, you know, it's not creating anything but, you know, more negativity, and it's going to affect him, you know, physically and emotionally. So you've just got to, like I said, step away like Sue said, take a little time for you, and when you come back, you're going to feel a little bit better, and hopefully you'll help him to get into a better mindset, hon. Because you've got to be open to really helping yourself, and being positive is what it's all about, you know?
Yes. Yes, well, I've been learning that.
But we,
that's not
yes
for me.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we hope that you, you know, call us soon, and we're here for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you
thank
so much.
You much. Take care now.
Good night.
Wow, so what an incredible evening. Wow. Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
Wow. That was wonderful.
You know, you and I together, we helped people, and I just can't believe the energy that we had. Oh, my gosh.
This
was unbelievable.
There are no words. It was just spectacular.
It was. And, you know, for a person that was a little bit, you know, apprehensive and stuff, so you rocked this show. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Every reading. It was just incredible. Totally incredible.
Well, thank you.
And I thank you for, you know, sharing your energy with me and the callers. And I just hope that we can continue with this beautiful show and to continually help people to see that, you know, the word impossible, if you break it up, it says I'm possible. And I think, you know, everything is possible if you believe. And I thank you, Sue. And I'm speechless, too. I have nothing else to say. I just thank you so much.
Well,
but, you know, I want you to tell the callers if they want to connect with you, how can they reach you?
I am on Facebook at Sue Fields Del Amante. And I also have a little blurb about me at, oh my goodness, now I can't remember it. Just connect with me on Facebook for right now. I'm still working on a website. So
beautiful, beautiful. And I too am on Facebook. You could find us there probably daily, I would say, right? And we look forward to connecting with each of you. And what an amazing first show. Oh, my gosh. If that's an indication of what's to come, so I am so thrilled.
I can't wait for a next one.
Yes, yes. Well, we thank you, and I guess that's going to be it for tonight. I think this was amazing. Thank you, Sue, and thank you, everyone. And please stay tuned because we may play with the time a little bit, you know, because we're in the holiday season, of course.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, look for us and connect with us. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, you know, let us know what time works for you so that we have an indication of, you know, when we could be of the most help. And have a very blessed night, Sue. And I love you, and thank you, callers. We love you, too.
And
we look forward to connecting soon.
I love you, and thank you all for calling in. Have a wonderful night.
Yes, thank you. Bye, everyone. Good night.